2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 8:30.
It's 49 degrees.
Traffic clearing up out on the west side of the valley and on the 13th East exit from I-80. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Mandatory mask requirement.
Some parents are pushing back on the ongoing mask mandate in schools as the statewide mandate is set to expire soon. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
The upset parents are making their voice heard in a variety of ways, from planned weekend rallies in school districts across the state to speaking out at local school board meetings. What has them upset is the current guideline that requires K-12 students to wear masks at school until June 15th. Governor Cox has said in the past that it's a small price to pay for kids to stay at school and away from home.
Masks are one of the ways that we have been able to make that happen, to get kids back in school.
Nonetheless, some parents continue to point to the transmission of COVID-19 in schools and contest that it's been minimal to this point. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The state law that ends pandemic restrictions has three tests the state needs to meet, and it looks like that will happen soon. KSL News Radio's Dan Baumas has more.
The three criteria in House Bill 294 are case rates per 100,000 people, utilization of hospital intensive care units, and the number of vaccine doses allocated to the state. The first two have been met. State Representative Paul Ray says we're about to meet the third one.
The only thing we're waiting on at this point is getting the $1.6 million. And then they basically would say we've hit that, and then all restrictions on that day would go away.
The law allows counties and local health departments to issue new mask mandates or other restrictions, but Ray says it does not give that authority to cities. Dan Baumas, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The Minneapolis police chief has taken the stand in the Derek Chauvin trial. He said the officer's knee on George Floyd's neck violated the department's policies and training, but the defense team says it was the drugs in Floyd's system that caused his death. ABC's Alex Perez is in Minneapolis with what we heard on Wednesday.
The defense playing this clip from body cam video for the state's lead investigator, Special Agent James Ryerson.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Did it appear that Mr. Floyd said, "I ate too many drugs"?
Yes, it did.
But the prosecutor not buying the argument, playing an earlier, more extended portion of that same tape for the investigator, who then had a different answer.
Having heard it in context, are you able to tell what Mr. Floyd is saying there?
Yes, I believe Mr. Floyd was saying, "I ain't do no drugs."
11 current and former members of law enforcement have now testified against Chauvin.
We are now learning that it was a former NFL player who police say killed five people and himself in South Carolina overnight. Sources told local media that it was Philip Adams. One of the victims was a doctor who treated him.
Utah Representative Burgess Owens is at the border right now and joined us live on KSL News Radio at the beginning of this hour to talk about what he has been seeing.
We have to understand we are up against a very evil cartel. They use people, they abuse people, they throw people away. And we're facilitating. We're not stopping.
Owens called it chaos, but he says even though the vice president was assigned to the crisis, she was or has not communicated with Congress or with border officials.
Sheriffs from across the country have sent a letter to President Biden regarding the crisis at the southern border. The sheriff in Iron County, Utah, is one of almost 300 signatures on the letter. It says the nation faces public safety and crime concerns if gangs, drugs, or human trafficking comes across the border.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. No rain in the forecast, but expect temperatures to fluctuate just a bit over the weekend.
Well, we do have a couple of cold fronts moving in, but they're both looking dry. The first one comes tomorrow. It'll bring our temperature down about 10 degrees, so you'll feel the difference. And then yet another front will cool us right back down on Sunday. We're not expecting wet weather with either of those fronts. Next chance for wet weather at this point could be the middle of next week. We will certainly keep watching that.
Grant says temperatures will be in the high 60s today before dropping tomorrow.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.